are home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so please send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. And a blessed Labor Day to you. Yes. So here, our question for the show is this. How are we to understand human dignity in light of Labor Day and our Catholic social teaching? Yes. And we have both been raised by great fathers, yes, who labored hard for their families, yeah, brought great dignity and value to their work as fathers and protectors and providers. And really, my father was in construction. And I, just as a little girl, yeah, I never heard my father complain about going to work.
Yes.
I thought that my father loved his work.
He did.
And he did love his work. But you know, like people complain, like work is this and blah, 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 and people got real bad attitudes about work. We have great fathers, yes, great examples of working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And man, the beautiful thing about how God created us, it's good that we work. It's good for our souls that we work. And we bring dignity and value and worth to whatever it is that we're doing, whether we're in construction,
yeah,
whether we're an executive, whether we're a homemaker, whether we're a school teacher, whether we're a street sweeper, whatever it is that we are, we bring the value and dignity,
yeah,
to that office that we, yeah, participate in.
And it's also great that the Lord incorporates within the teaching on labor that you need rest.
Yes.
Right? 6 days, creation, seventh day, he rested.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important to have that rhythm of daily work and what you do and bringing dignity to what you do because you have dignity, but also having a time of rest. And we hope that you're enjoying your Labor Day and rest in the United States of America and throughout the world, that you honor the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to ewtn.com/St. Joseph the Worker. ewtn.com/St. Joseph the Worker. You can get an ebook there and you can work through that, praying through the document and really see the example of St. Joseph and his intercession for you as a worker, whether manually, the work that you're doing, intellectually, whatever it is, to do it along with St. Joseph and to do it along with Jesus from Nazareth, the worker. Jesus was a worker. My father's working, I'm working still. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful teaching. My father was a milkman.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, because I would deliver milk with him, 3 o'clock in the morning, other times. And I thought being a milkman was the greatest thing you could be.
Right.
And so I wanted to aspire to that.
Of
and my
course.
Father said, you know, well, if you want to be a milkman, okay, you might want to go to college,
mm-hmm,
you might want to do something else. But I did come to learn that he really fit into that Catholic mold. That the way he dressed to deliver milk and the way he did what he did and the way the milk, the cottage cheese, he brought dignity to what he,
mm-hmm,
did.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not just a cog in a machine. You're not just a cog someplace. And it's not just a materialistic thing. The things you do take on a degree of greatness as you cooperate with the Lord because you're made in the image and the likeness of Almighty God.
Mm.
And you're doing this and you're doing that and you're doing the other thing. And you bring this supernatural grace of the Lord into the things that you do. It doesn't always seem that way, and we do complain, and we do get very, very tired. That's why we need time off. But it's about the dignity of those doing the work and bringing dignity in whatever you do. How are we to understand human dignity in light of Labor Day and Catholic social doctrine? We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, thank you for welcoming us into your home, and we pray that you are having a blessed Labor Day. You can always send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So this is how the question went out to you. How are we to understand human dignity in light of Labor Day and Catholic social doctrine? It's a great question. It's for us to understand and to know that work is for man, that man is not for work. And we certainly had great popes and great teachings from the Catholic Church on the dignity and the value of our work and our work and what we do and who we are as human beings, and that we're not to be slaves. We're not to treat people as slaves. And so we want to honor and respect people in their proper roles and functions as they are, whether you're head of a company or whether you're just a one-man show.
So we have with us today our dear friend, Deacon Keith Fournier, deacon in the Diocese of Richmond, Virginia. His website, commongoodonline.org. Go to commongoodonline.org. We love Keith Fournier, his family, his wife Laureen, married for 49 years, children, grandchildren, been a deacon for 29 years, doing everything good, echoing the teaching of the church, especially the social teaching of the church, building up the body of Christ, building up all those, Protestant and Catholic. His ecumenistic work is just absolutely fantastic. He's got degrees in theology and philosophy, his Juris Doctorate. He's given legal counsel to groups that have gone before the Supreme Court. He's got his master's degree in theology, master's degree in philosophy. He's written 8 books and hundreds of essays. And we pray that you'll be enriched. Deacon Keith, are you there?
I'm here, Jim and Joy. It's great to be with you. It's been 20 years.
Yes. Well, you're no stranger, but it has been a while since we had you on. It's great to have you here. And so I wanted you just to reflect however direction you want to go with, you know, what is Labor Day? Where does that come from? What are the roots of it? How does it manifest itself, you know, down through the ages and especially through Europe, other places, and the Catholic social teaching on the nature of work?
Well, you know, on Labor Day, I think we all relax. Take a break, quote, from work, or so we think. And that's fine. That's a good thing. It's been an intense time in our history, huh? Especially in the United States and beyond, but also in retirement. So it's a good thing. But we call it Labor Day. So how are we honoring labor? And I think this is where the Catholic contribution comes in. Because the church's teaching, we call it the social teaching, but really it's a division of the moral teaching of the church. And the whole reflection on work is so beautiful that all human work has dignity because of the dignity of the human worker who is engaged in it. And that worker is created in the image and likeness of God, of Jesus, the worker of Nazareth. And there is so much great teaching in the church. Now, you know this. I mean, I love Pope St. John Paul II. I have spent years studying him, academically studying him, when I changed my life forever. And he has written so many wonderful, insightful works. And I recommend 1991 encyclical letter called On Human Work, Laborum Exercens. And John Paul does here is oftentimes when we think of the social teaching of the church, we go back to 1891, Rerum Novarum, by Pope Leo XIII, when the Pope came out with a wonderful encyclical because the industrial age was underway and women were not being seen as having dignity, but as instruments to be used. And you had the rockets of what would become atheistic Marxism, etc. But John Paul reminds us that really the teaching, the social teaching of the church, finds its source, and this is a quote, in sacred scripture, beginning with the book of Genesis, and especially in the gospel, and in the writings of the apostles. We have this notion of work as something we do, rather than understanding that because we're created in the image of God, who is always at work, we offer our work back to him as prayer. And all human work, no matter what we're doing, can be offered to the Lord and is, in a sense, a participation with him in the ongoing work of creation and redemption. Wow. That changes things. And, you know, what it really takes, and John Paul cites the Apostle Paul in this beautiful encyclical from Romans, it takes the renewal of the mind to understand this. You know, one of the favorite passages is of John Paul's, and I think he helped to write it. In fact, most sources say he did, is paragraph 22 of Gaudium et, the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World. And it's basically, I'm paraphrasing, that to understand man, we have to look to the mystery of God himself and the God who became man. It is only in the mystery of the Word made flesh, the document says, that the mystery of man finds its meaning. He who is the image of the invisible God, himself, the perfect man. And to the sons of Adam, he put the likeness which had been from sin on. Since human nature assumed was nulled by that very fact, it's been raised in our respect, too. These words, Jim and Joy, for by his incarnation,
yes,
God has united himself in every Keith, man.
Keith, thank you so much.
Human hands.
Keith, thank you for this reflection. Thank you for ending it on the incarnation. Our Lord taking on flesh, moving throughout this world, and our being made in his image, doing likewise. God bless you this Labor Day. Thank you for your reflection.
God bless you, Labor Day.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
So he made so many good points in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and the beautiful thing is when you see how we as a society and a culture have used people, right? And so we need the church to speak into that, to say, no, they're human beings. You don't get to treat them as slaves. You don't own anybody. That every man and woman is created in the image and likeness of God and has dignity, value, and worth. And you don't get to treat them as property,
right,
and or use them for your, and then when you're done, kick them to the curb and get someone else to replace them with. And that's the beauty of the church coming in and saying, no, you can't abuse people. You can't enslave people. And we all have different gifts and talents. And it's the beautiful thing, what I love what he was sharing, was how we get to participate with God in our gifts and talents, in creating things, in good things. Is everything being used for good? No, not everything is being used for good. But when you've been entrusted by God Almighty with a gift and a talent and wise mind and wise understanding and skilled hands and whatever it is that God has gifted you with, that you use that for God's glory. And sad to say, there are many in this culture who are being taken out by God, by the devil, and not being used for the glory of God in their labor.
I think we have a quote here from John Paul II. He says, work is one of the characteristics that distinguish man from the rest of creatures, whose activity for sustaining their lives cannot be called work.
Mm.
Only man is capable of work, and only man works at the same time by work occupying his existence on earth.
Mm.
So that's a great teaching. We're not animals.
Right.
Animals don't work. Animals survive.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do whatever it takes to survive, and that's what they're doing all the time. They're not laboring to make the world better or to work for, you know, whatever it is. It's like, if I don't do these things, I die. They're just sustaining their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Our work is human work. Our work is dignified, and we want to bring dignity to everything and everyone that we touch.
Right.
So this is the focus. But you have ideologies that don't go from the position of being made in the image and likeness of God. You're a thing to be used for this time.
Mm-hmm.
And when your time is done, or you're not doing it, you know, perfectly well, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are an instrument, you're a cog in a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And with this view of the Catholic view, social teaching, the created order, is that you bring value. It's the value and the dignity of the person doing his work with that sense and wanting to do it excellently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a place to discipline workers if you're not working in a dignified
and
way.
Give a God
so you
best.
Can be
right.
called out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not doing it properly. But again, the value of work is from God to the person. God is always working.
Right. And you know, we all encounter this in our lives. If you go out to a restaurant, you go to a grocery store, or wherever you go, you'll experience with people who are kind and loving and patient with you, and they're bringing dignity and value and worth to what they're doing, so that your experience, whether you're a consumer and you're shopping, guess what? It becomes a pleasant experience. Or it's not. Or you can have another kind of experience where you're like, that was so awful. Nobody was nice. Nobody said hello. Yeah. Nobody looked up to me. Nobody made eye contact with me. Because you're void of contact. You're void of human interaction. Well, that's the best part about us, is that we interact with each other, that it's human to human, face to face. And we live in a culture, you know, where everybody wants to work from home. I'm going to stay on a computer. I'm going to live in a screen. My whole world's going to happen in a screen. And we forget how to be kind and nice and loving and caring and bringing dignity and value and worth to what we do, whether we're a cameraman here, or whether we're working with the sound, or whether we're the cleaning lady here, whatever our job is and where we are. Are we doing it for the glory of God? Or are you just doing it for a paycheck? Are you doing it so that you could try to get the years done and get your, you know, pension taken care of? But today you're vertical. Today you're alive. Today you have to be light and salt and have an effect on the humans that God has brought into your sphere that day, no matter what it is that you're doing.
Another quote from John Paul II. There is no doubt that human work has an ethical value of its own, which clearly and directly remain linked to the fact that the one who carries it out is a person, a conscious and free subject, that is to say, a subject that decides about himself, John Paul II. And again, we're thinking about the Catholic social teaching, the order that we believe in, versus secularization, where they don't emphasize being made in the image and likeness of God, where humans are animals, only just animals, and where there are ideologies that are just about collectivism and about telling you the work you're going to do, and you can't be an entrepreneur, and this is all about the government. This is all about something else. It's about idolatry and serving someone, something, some ideology. And John Paul's saying, no, it's about God, God in you, the image of God in you, and what you do being done in that way, to be leaven in the midst of your home, your family, your church, your society, and the world. Let those who work, whatever work you do, you may be lying on a bed, you may be ill, but you have a work to do in just being seen and relating to people. Do it with all your heart. Do it for the glory of God. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to go to Rome to check in with beautiful Joan Lewis. Now, Joan is going to be sharing a reflection on the dignity of work and about great contributions that the Catholic Church has made to our understanding of human labor. Joan?
Well, greetings from a torrid Rome. Now, today, of course, in the U.S., it's Labor Day. And that always falls on the first Monday of September. And it's a day that is celebrated actually all over the world. Every country in the world, in some time, some day, some way, does dedicate one day to labor. Now, it's a good day today to focus on your focus, which is the dignity of labor and the importance of labor in human flourishing. Now, as I said, most of the world does celebrate. By the way, our Labor Day became a federal holiday in long ago, 1894. Most of the world does celebrate this day, however, on May 1st. And a huge, huge holiday in Italy, and in the Vatican, by the way, Labor is celebrated on May 1st, but it's the feast of Joseph the Worker, St. Joseph the Worker. Now, labor has been the focus of many a papal encyclical. Without doubt, the seminal document on this topic was Pope Leo XIII's Rerum Novarum on New Things, and that's from 1891. Now, he was actually looking at how to better work conditions. We'd had, for well over a century, of course, the Industrial Revolution. But what Leo focused on, he supported the rights of labor to form unions. He rejected socialism and unfettered capitalism. He reaffirmed the right to private property and introduced, he introduced the concept of collective bargaining. And by the way, it was Leo XIII who first coined the phrases, the Catholic social teaching and social doctrine. Now, many of the themes that he wrote about in 1891 were reflected in documents by Pius XI, John XXIII, Pope John Paul II, and Benedict XVI. But it was probably the most prominent successor document was Pope John Paul's 1991 Centesimus Annus. This was on the 100th anniversary of Leo's Rerum Novarum. And of course, the Pope stressed the dignity of work, therefore of the worker, fair and justice conditions, and just conditions in the workplace. Then in 2009, in Caritas in Veritate, Benedict XVI developed many of the same things. Now, interestingly enough, Pope Francis has not dedicated a specific document to labor or work, but he has focused on the dignity of labor, workers' rights, fair and just working conditions. He's done that in many speeches and even in some videos to various union people. So on that word, I'd say time's up here. Back to you. Now, have a fruitful Labor Day, but don't work too much.
Joan, thank you for that beautiful summary on the Catholic teaching on labor. Join us next time for an interview with Dr. Heywood Robinson. He will share with us about his journey from practicing abortion to becoming a dedicated pro-life advocate and ethical medical provider. God bless you this Labor Day. Whatever you do in word and deed, manually, spiritually, intellectually, do it unto the glory of God. Pass that truth on to your children. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.